Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, top story in the paper today has to do with teacher evaluations, and it seems like they're moving slowly.
Yeah, our education writer, Scott Waldman, did an update on efforts by school districts in the Capital Region to comply with that new state mandate, and that is to come up with a new teacher evaluations plan by January. It's part of the state's efforts to be eligible for Race to the Top money from the federal government. And according to today's story, only 7 local school districts have had their teacher evaluation plans approved by the state. And the deadline is coming. It has to be in place by January. And part of the reason is that many districts have been slow to negotiate plans with their local teacher unions and then submit them to the state. But part of the delay may also be coming from the Education Department, which seems to be overwhelmed with all the work required to go through these evaluation plans from all over New York. An executive deputy commissioner said that they expect that they're getting a lot more plans in and they'll be working on them in the next 6 weeks. But they're advertising for a temporary position to help evaluate these plans and help them catch up. It pays $50 an hour, and the ad is on the Education Department's website. You know, Governor Andrew Cuomo has promised to cut off state aid increases if districts don't comply to the plan. And in the Capital Region, Schenectady, Albany, Greenwich, Ravenna, Queeman, Selkirk's School District, Mohonasen, Chalmont, and Skodak all have had their plans approved, but all the others are still on the works.
Something that's not in the works, it appears, anymore, at least the request has been made by state health department officials, is a blow to the possible Albany County nursing home.
Yeah, state health department officials are recommending rejecting Albany County's controversial and long-stalled application to build a new 200-bed nursing home. They say the county has failed to adequately answer questions about the high costs of building it and operating it. It's a big blow because the 40-year-old nursing home located off Albany Shaker Road near the airport in Colony is in dire need of renovation. It needs new sprinkling systems and many other renovations. And the reason, though, is that it would cost the county up to $24 million to operate a new nursing home. And the state is worried that that will be borne by local taxpayers and may not be a good idea. And it's leaving the county with a big dilemma. The new county executive, Dan McCoy, who took over as the county executive in January, has kind of been walking a fine line. When he was the chairman of the legislature, he was backing the fellow Democrats who wanted to build a new nursing home. But since he's become county executive and he's in charge of all the finances, his enthusiasm has been somewhat tempered. It's going to cost a lot of money, and the full state health department's planning council will meet on October 11th in New York City to formally consider this project.
You've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, you can go to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, once again, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.